This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
In studio this morning, we have Kevin Phillips and Tracy Kennedy to talk about the Boy Scouts and their involvement in the Memorial Day weekend's Flags of Remembrance Healing Field, which is this coming Saturday through Monday, and it's at First United Methodist Church. Kevin, starting off with you, tell us a little bit about your involvement in the Boy Scouts with all this.
We'll have scouts who come out, and our adult leaders will be there this weekend to help people find their flags. And they're coming out to help partner for the healing field this weekend. They'll be doing some of our flag retirement ceremonies at 6 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. So if you have a flag that needs to be retired, bring those out, and we'd love to have local scouts do that for you. And then they also do a lot of work with helping set up the field. So we'll do our setup on Saturday morning. We'll have 500 U.S. flags they'll be flying this weekend, all sponsored by local people to honor veterans and in memory of family members and people like that. And the scouts will help set those out. That'll be Saturday morning at 8 a.m. That'll be our opening ceremony.
So are the flags already set up right now?
Not yet. We'll do that Saturday morning. Right after our opening ceremony, we'll have a little volunteers can come out and help set up the field, and the scouts will be part of that. And we'll have people there from our Freedom Trail Foundation organization as well.
And Tracy, how did you guys get involved with all this?
We met with the Exchange Club about a year and a half ago, and they said they were looking for a group of volunteers to kind of take this event over. So last year, I ran the event as the event chair in partnership with the Exchange Club, and they were very excited to work with us and knew that they were leaving it in good hands, handing it over to us.
Mm-hmm. So What is the Freedom Trail Foundation?
We are a group of volunteers that are all involved in the community in some capacity. And we kind of came together to start this organization to take over the healing field. We have some veterans on our committee. We have people that are related to veterans or have veterans in their family. And so bringing the patriotism and the supporting the military in our community was important to all of us.
And Kevin, you're a Boy Scout leader as well, right?
Yes, we both are. Tracy is a leader in the local scouts here in the Trail of Tears district, which covers Rutherford and Cannon counties. We have five units chartered at the Trinity United Methodist Church here in Murfreesboro. We have a family Cub Scout pack, which Tracy is the committee chair for. We also have a boy Scouts BSA troop, a female Scouts BSA troop, a Sea Scout ship, and a venturing crew, all chartered there at that church, and they meet on Tuesday nights.
That's a lot.
It is.
It is.
So what kind of outings and what kinds of things do you guys do with the Boy Scouts?
I'll talk about the troops and the older youth. We do monthly campouts, and then we have summer camp coming up at Boxwell Reservation in June, where we spend a week out there. Scouts will be earning merit badges and having lots of fun there on the Old Hickory Lake and doing things like that. So we'll have both of our boy and our girl troops there during week one. And then the Sea Scout ship and the venturing crew, a lot of them are also involved in the troop, but they're kind of our older youth. They can go up to age 20 years of age. They can be involved, and they do all kinds of high adventure things, really. So,
how many years have you been doing that?
Almost 20 years.
So were you a Boy Scout as well, years ago?
I was not, but I'm catching up on lost time by doing it as an adult.
It sounds like with 20 years of it, I'd say so.
Yeah.
So Boxwell, that's something you guys do, I guess, every single year?
We do Boxwell more than just summer camp. So Boxwell is a great place to go all year round. So we do winter camp up there, and at the end of December, we do summer camp, and oftentimes we'll have other special events up there, sometimes some jamborees and lots of camping stuff going on up there at Boxwell.
So Memorial Day forward, I guess they can actually get in the lake at that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing to get in there this time of year, then yeah.
It's still kind of cold.
It's there.
What is that like overseeing a bunch of kids? I mean, it's got to be a little crazy and hectic at times.
It's like We use the expression herding cats sometimes, but it's a lot of fun. That's something Kevin and I are both very passionate about. And we have a blast. And it's you're like a big family, and we love spending time with our scouting family.
Well, because kids will literally do and say anything. What's the funniest thing you've ever run across or that's happened while you were a leader?
Ooh.
It's probably 1,000 of them.
There is. Yeah, too many to count. They ask a lot of questions, and especially the Cub Scouts. They're very curious.
Because Cub Scouts, they are like, what, second grade, third grade? What are they?
Kindergarten through fifth grade.
That's really young then.
It is, yeah. So we have about 60 kids in our Cub Scout pack. We have a great group of leaders. We just graduated everyone up to their next rank for the next year. But yes, they ask a lot of questions.
So when you first started 20 years ago doing this, how have, let's say, for example, parents, we'll start with them. How have they changed with their involvement 20 years ago versus today? Are they more involved, less involved? What do you see?
I think it varies by family. You know, we got some families that are really, really engaged in volunteering and helping out and really working. It's obvious to tell a lot of times when the family, the kids typically stay in the program longer when the parents are involved. And that's a great thing because we want our parents to be as involved as they want to be involved. It's not like your regular old baseball game where the parents are stuck on the sideline. This is a great opportunity for parents to get involved. We do lots of service to the community and service projects, and we need adults there to help guide some of the kids, you know, especially the younger ones. And that's why kind of why we're there, to help guide the youth and make sure that they're doing things safely. We want the kids to be making decisions and learning from their mistakes, but we want them to be able to do it in a safe environment.
I know we have teachers on and different educators with the school system fairly often, and they talk about how they've seen a change in kids and their behavior over the last 20 or 30 years. Mm-hmm. Have y'all seen that as well within groups like Boy Scouts?
We have. I think that's just in our youth in general, but the scouting program is so beneficial to the youth in helping with those behavior challenges and opportunities. And I think it there's a lot of kids that need the scouting program.
It's wild to me how it's really hard to get some kids just out of the house and off the video games or off their phone. I mean, it's tough. And you don't see kids riding bikes through neighborhoods like you used to years ago.
Yeah, a lot about what we do in scouting is delivering our program through an outdoor environment. But the things that they learn in the outdoor environment, and I think is most important, is that relationship building and that working together as a team, learning how to be not only a leader but also a follower, because you got to think of the planning that goes into a troop going camping every single month. You know, they got meetings to prepare for that, then they got to go get the equipment and load it in the trailer, they got to take the trailer to wherever they're going, unload the trailer, set up camp, cook their breakfast, cook their lunch, plan the menus, buy the groceries. This is all done by the youth. Think about all those decisions that they're going through during that entire process, and then they got to pack it all up, and bring it back home and unload it again. That process in and of itself is a lot of teamwork. It's a lot of relationship building, and it's just a lot of fun, too, because we get to go do so many fun things.
With the landscape of Tennessee changing over the years to where there's a lot more houses, a lot more neighborhoods than there used to be, a lot of kids, they don't really have the opportunity, unless they're in scouts, to actually get out in nature.
Yeah, that's very true. Scouting is a great opportunity for that. And we spend, like Kevin said, we spend a lot of time outdoors. It's our favorite place.
So when you get involved with things like the healing field, how do kids, do they understand respect and do they understand the American flag? I mean, how do you go about educating that?
That's part of the scouting program, is we instill that patriotism in them. And so we get to carry that on a little farther with the healing field. And so all of our scouts will be in attendance at the healing field this weekend, and they understand the meaning of the event and the somber and the remembrance. And so we make sure that's part of our mission, is to instill the patriotism in our youth.
Do you have a lot of scouts whose parents served in the military?
We do. Yes, we have a lot of veterans in our unit.
I'm sure it hits home a little more for some of them, but I don't know. I'm curious, do you have some parents who maybe served overseas or who were in a wartime?
We do. Actually, a cool thing that happened last year, I work at MTSU, and General Huber came as our guest speaker, and one of our parents walked up, and he actually served under him. General Huber was his commander when they were in Iraq, stationed in Iraq like 14 years ago, I think. And they reconnected face to face. And it was really cool. And so we've had a lot of things happen like that, where we've made some connections through the healing field. Have been really cool.
I think there's a lot they don't teach in school, especially school history today. So I think Scouts really gives an opportunity, like talking about patriotism, it gives an opportunity to learn a lot about those types of things that they don't learn in school.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, one of the new exhibits we have at the Freedom Trail, I'm sorry, at the Healing Field this weekend, is a new Freedom Trail. The Freedom Trail is a display of all the U.S. historic flags, from the Grand Union flag to the current 50-star flag, and we have each one of those flying this weekend, and it's we'll have a summary of the history of what happened while that flag was flying over our nation. So it's a great educational opportunity for anybody to come out and just take a look at those flags and see them all flying side by side in a row together.
Mm-hmm. How did you find all those flags?
It took a long time to get those for sure. The right size and what we needed. So I've been working on that for about a year now. So we finally got the last ones in a couple months ago, and we got it all together. We just got to put them up for this weekend so they can fly, and I'm really excited to see that this weekend, because I think this will be a great opportunity for adults and youth to come out and take a look at those mm-hmm. flags and see them flying.
Now, one of the interesting and I think fascinating and cool things about the Healing Field are all the messages you see by the end of the weekend that are, you know, written next to or on a card under the flag. Yeah. That's on display.
We have people that'll come out and bring a picture of their family member and tie them on. We've had them tie ribbons or charms and things and add to their flag in the field, and that's absolutely welcome to add anything. We tag it with your information, and so it'll have the name of the person you're honoring and your who it was sponsored by. And then a lot of people come out and add things to it, take photos. I actually have gone to the Healing Field since it began. I have a picture of my son in the very first field when he was like a year and a half old. He's 17 now. So it's really cool to see, to be a part of the event now that we've kind of gone to as a family over the years.
How often are people touched by just, you know, looking at the field or just watching other families who go and maybe read the index card next to the flag? But how many families, how many people are touched, or do you often see that?
Yeah, we have a lot of veterans, that older veterans that will come, and some will just stand at the field and cry, and some will pray. It's really moving to watch the people come visit.
Mm-hmm. And the stories that you hear, are you ever, I guess, surprised at maybe the age of some of these veterans who've died?
Yeah, absolutely. Last year we were told, we had a lot of people visit and told a lot of amazing stories about people that have served.
Do you see that we have a big population of veterans here?
We do, yes.
And I'm sure the VA being here is also part of that, because I'm guessing some veterans move closer to the VA just to get the services that they may need.
Yeah, I think so. And this year, we're actually honoring 6 veterans from the Tennessee Veterans Home. And so they will be honored and presented a flag at our closing ceremony on Monday at 5 p.m.
Now, when you go to First United, which is on Thompson Lane in Murfreesboro, where is the actual display set up? I mean, if you're on Thompson Lane, can you see it like to the right of the church, or where is it?
Yeah, it's, if you're looking at the church, it is in the field to the right. Once the flags are up and flying, you'll be able to see them from the road. We've had signage out there for a week or so. As you drive by, you can see. But as soon as those flags are placed in the morning, you won't be able to miss it.
Mm. Can people still sponsor a flag?
Absolutely. They can come do that on site during the event.
And they just pay the fee, and they're actually they take the flag home with them at the end of the weekend, right?
On Monday evening after our closing ceremony, you can come take your flag home.
And then tell us again, how many flags are actually out there in the field?
504.
What? That's a lot. Did it used to be less?
I think it's been less over the years, yes.
That's a lot of flags.
Yeah, we decided to expand it. We have goals, and this year we expanded to 500. So we wanted to fill the field up and see if we can get even more next year. So our ultimate goal is to be flying 1,000 flags mm-hmm. every Memorial Day weekend. So we grew it to 500 this weekend. That doesn't count the historic U.S. flags, so we'll still have those up as well. But yeah, it'll be a full field of 500 flags.
Now, when you talk about 500 flags in the field, does that fill up almost the entire? I don't know how big the field is there.
It doesn't fill the entire field. We section off an area, but that whole front section is filled.
And how many people does it take to make this happen? I mean, once you look at those who are staying after hours over the weekend mm-hmm. to setting up the flags.
So our rebar is being put in the ground right now. So in the morning after our opening ceremony, it'll take about 20 minutes, depending on how many volunteers we have, for the flags to be pulled off the trailer and placed in the field. It goes really fast.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's pretty quick.
It's amazing to watch. And then we have scout troops camping each night to guard the field. So we'll have troops there tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night, guarding the field overnight.
What else are the scouts doing there during the event?
They'll be doing flag retirement ceremonies 6 p.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evening. So the public is welcome to come out and watch that ceremony or bring their own flags if they want them to retire there at that ceremony. And they'll just kind of just be camping out over in the corner of the open area field so that they can watch over the flags and make sure that everything's okay overnight.
And I didn't even mention this, but this is all free to attend.
It is. Yes. Yeah, it's open to the public. Anyone can come.
Even if you don't sponsor a flag, come out and just walk among the flags. And, you know, it's just a very wonderful event just to come out and just look and observe and see the flags on display.
Do you have any guest speakers, or is there any type of, I don't know, music playing? What all happens during the event?
So on Saturday morning at 8 a.m., we have our opening ceremony. Andrew Ottman is our MC from MTSU, and retired General Bill Hickman is our opening guest speaker. We'll have the MTSU color guard presenting the colors. I have a bugler, Michael Swanpool, is a student at MTSU, will be playing taps. And then on Monday afternoon at 4:30, we have a veteran performer. His name is Keith Itell. He'll be singing for us. And then our closing ceremony begins at 5. Our guest speaker is retired Colonel Ricky Smith, and we'll be honoring the veterans from the Tennessee Veterans Home. And we will have an honor guard doing a gun salute, and we'll have our bugler again playing taps for our closing.
And again, this is all being set up right now mm-hmm. at First United Methodist in Murfreesboro on Thompson Lane. What time do people usually start coming out today or tonight?
So our scout troops will show up tonight about 5:00. They're doing a flag retirement at 6 p.m. And so if anyone would like to come join us for that. And then in the morning, the opening ceremony begins at 8. So they'll start arriving around 7:15.
And I didn't even ask, have y'all been involved with this event for a long time? Is this something y'all have done for a while?
As scout leaders, Kevin and I have both brought units to this event to volunteer over the years.
When y'all do different events and stuff involving the scouts, do all the parents show up, or just I'm just wondering how many parents show up at each event that y'all do?
We have a lot of parents that come out, and most of our adult leaders will be there at big events like the Healing Field mm-hmm. Because it kind of takes a village here to come out and support the units as they go out, because we'll have scouts who are attending this weekend to help people find their flags, because trying to find your flag among 500 can be difficult. So we've got scouts that'll be manning our Find Your Flag area, and you just walk up to them if you've already sponsored a flag, and they'll help you find the flag amongst all the 500 that are out there.
Okay, and tell us again, I know you told us before, but tell us again, what church is like the home base for your scout groups?
Ours is Trinity United Methodist Church in Murfreesboro. That's where all of our scout troops are at. But the healing field is at First United Methodist Church, and there's a scout troops and pack there at that church as well. So we have units all across Rutherford County. So,
and the age of the scouts that are going to be out there helping with the healing field, are these high schoolers, middle schoolers? What are they?
Most of them are 11 to 17, or troop age level.
And I guess that's the age of most of the scouts anyway across Rutherford County.
It is.
Sounds good. We're going to take a short break. And again, with us today, Tracy Kennedy and Kevin Phillips. And we're talking about the healing field, Flags of Remembrance, which is going on this weekend. And that is on Thompson Lane, United Methodist Church. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank, we're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Adams Place is sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit, so I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
This morning in studio, we have Kevin Phillips and Tracy Kennedy, and we're talking about the Flags of Remembrance Healing Field, which is going on this weekend, starting today at First United Methodist Church on Thompson Lane here in Murfreesboro. And again, the flags, they're being set up, I guess, right now, and then they'll be open for display in a few hours or so. At what time, again, do folks come out tonight?
So tonight is just a flag retirement at 6 p.m. Our flags will be placed in the field by volunteers in the morning after our opening ceremony at 8 a.m.
And these are 500 flags, American flags, set up in the field in unison. And this is all this weekend.
It is. Yeah, they're 3-foot by 5-foot flags on an 8-foot pole in the field. So it's a very large display.
Now, Kevin, during that last break, you were talking about how the scouts here locally, they're, or at least your scouts, are about to head to Florida in, what is it, a couple of weeks?
Yes, every year our scout troops try to go on a high adventure trip. In addition to our summer camp at Boxwell, there's 4 high adventure bases across the country that scouts can attend. This year we're going to the sea base in Florida and the Florida Keys, and most of our scouts will be going on a sailing adventure. Some of the other high adventure bases that we get to go to is up in Minnesota. We have the canoe base, Ely, the canoe base, so it's primarily doing canoe treks. Sea base is a lot of water activities, kayaking, sailing, lots of different options down in sea base. Then we have our summit in West Virginia. It's kind of a different, a newer high adventure base that sometimes we get to go to. That's where the National Scouting has all of their national jamborees. So I've been to the National Jamboree there, where we had over 30,000 scouts there at one point in time. And it's a really cool experience. And then we've got our big high adventure base out west is Philmont Scout Ranch, where we focus on backpacking.
So the base, the sea base in Florida, the Florida Keys, when you go there, what is that like? Kind of walk us through the landscape there. Are we talking crystal clear, hot, you know, ocean water? What is that like?
Well, it kind of depends on, there's different parts of the sea base down there, but the one that I've been to the most is the Brenton Center. It's an environmental center, and not a lot of beach area there at the Brenton Center, because it's more like a marina where they store some of their boats and sailboats and things like that. So you kind of start there as your base camp, and then you go out and do different explorations. One day you'll go out and do some snorkeling. One day you'll go out and do some deep see fishing and catch your dinner and go come back and cook that. A lot of times you'll go down to some of the local state parks, and they have a big island out there called Big Munson Island. We got to spend a night out there a couple years ago with my son and his troop, and it was a lot of fun, but it's not your beach type of experience, Big Munson Island. They got a lot of rotting seaweed along the shores there, but it was an adventure for sure.
Now, is the water pretty calm right around the Florida Keys?
I mean, some of the days it was, but some of the days it was a little choppy. So when you got out on the boat, some people got a little seasick sometimes, but it just depends upon the weather, I guess.
And how clear is the water out there minus the seaweed?
It's pretty clear out there in the Florida Keys. You can see pretty good, especially when you're out there. When we went snorkeling one time, we saw one of those, big grouper fish. Thing would look like the size of a Volkswagen Beetle. That thing was huge, and it was a little scary. But
y'all see any sharks out there or anything?
We saw some little reef sharks up around Big Munson Island, but that was about it.
Now, of the kids that you take down there, have some of them maybe never even seen the ocean?
Yeah, exactly. We like to travel in a van instead of fly. You know, you can fly down there.
That's a long drive with kids.
It is a long drive with kids. And we took a stop, Busch Gardens, on the way back home. It was really fun. But, yeah, traveling with that many young kids can take some time to get down there, especially all the way down to Florida Keys.
It'd take time to recuperate from that, too.
You need a vacation from the vacation.
Are you surprised when you do run across kids who have never seen the ocean, even though, you know, the ocean itself is maybe 7 hours away from here?
Yeah, it's sometimes surprising, but it's really cool to get them out there and get them in the water and just see their faces. It's all about, you know, the look of the scout. You know, when you see that look on the scout and they're having lots of fun, that's why we do what we do, mm-hmm. is to go out and see the scouts have that experience and have that fun.
Now, in addition to the scouts that are helping with the healing fields, your group is also the Freedom Trail Foundation. Mm-hmm. And where can people learn more about that?
They can check out our website. It's www.fftn.org. They can also follow the Healing Field on social media. So we're on Facebook and Instagram, and it's Healing Field of Murfreesboro.
And can people get involved with this?
Absolutely. If they would like to come out and volunteer at any point over the time, over the weekend, just come out, come see one of us. And we always love extra hands. Love for people to come work with us.
And again, Tracy Kennedy and Kevin Phillips with us this morning talking about the Flags of Remembrance, the Healing Field, which is once more at First United Methodist Church, which is at 265 West Thompson Lane here in Murfreesboro. And as we close again, that is going on. Tell us the times that people can come out.
Yeah, so again, our opening ceremony is at 8 a.m. in the morning. The field will be open until sunset tomorrow evening. And then Sunday, again, 8 a.m. to sunset. Monday, 8 a.m. And our closing ceremony starts at 5 p.m. Immediately following the closing ceremony, if you sponsored a flag, you can come pick your flag up from the field.
Sounds good. Well, thank you both for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.